This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Now, the Seafood Industry Australia CEO, Jane Lovell, is on the line at the moment. Good morning, Jane.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm very well. I hope you're well as well. Why is seafood good for the heart? How does it help your ticker?
Well, I think, look, there's a lot of health benefits from omega-3s, and I think the fact that it's such a lean product, not to mention the fact that it actually tastes fantastic. These are all, so the taste to one side, but the other attributes are things that make seafood just a great source of protein. Doesn't have the fat of a lot of our competitors.
But I think too that local seafood must be the key for this, isn't it? I mean, not eating imported stuff.
Well, look, for us, it's always about local seafood because we're the Seafood Industry Australia. So we're all about promoting Australian seafood. And what we say to people is, as you said in your introduction, particularly in your neck of the woods, there are so many fantastic local options. People should be seeking them out, supporting the industry and doing something that's good for their health by eating the freshest local seafood they can get their hands on.
Mm. So what are some of the problems connected with, say, imported seafood? Because I know, when we go out or buy seafood, I know what we prefer.
Well, Paul, I guess one of the things that we think is really important to consider about seafood, not just from the health point of view, is that the seafood needs to be really sustainable. And Australian seafood is, and our fisheries are some of the best managed in the world, so our seafood is very sustainable. So choosing Australian seafood food when we know that it's amongst the most sustainable seafood in the world is actually good for the environment as well as good for your health. Now, in terms of some of the reasons why you might not want to eat imported seafood, it's not my job to run down imported seafood, not by any stretch. Mm. There are some fantastic imported seafood, and they operate, a lot of the operators over there work to the highest food safety standards as we do. But let's face it, they haven't got our gorgeous waters, and it's not, you know, it's not just coming in right there in front of you on the wharf. So that's why we think buy and eat Australian seafood.
Absolutely. No, it's terrific. Now, Marion and I, Jane, have been to restaurants where they have imported seafood. They say that they've got prawns and they come from overseas. Now, you would think that they would be, all Aussie restaurants would be supporting Aussie seafood, but of course they don't.
Look, you're quite correct. But I think, you know, sometimes it does come down to a matter of cost. And we have a high standard of living in this country, and so with that sometimes comes those higher prices. But you do raise a really important point, which is that from the Australian seafood point of view, we have laws that mean when you buy seafood in a supermarket or in that sort of environment, they have to tell you where it comes from. But when you go to food service, there is no requirement for people to tell you where the seafood comes from, and we have been lobbying long and hard on that point because we think people just deserve the right to know so that they can make the choices. They can choose to buy Aussie, and at the moment that's a bit of a mixed bag and a mystery when you go out for dinner.
Absolutely, and I guess it's also a way of supporting local fishers and aquaculture in your own area.
Yeah, you're dead right there, Paul. Look, and whilst some of the other food sources haven't come off as well from the Heart Foundation's point of view, and, you know, that's a challenge for them, be under no illusion that there are challenges for the Australian seafood industry. We have got a lot of issues facing us. We've got, issues with being shut out of water for a whole variety of reasons. And life for Australian fishers is really tough, particularly in Queensland right now. So, you know, it is really important that if you want to continue to have a vibrant local seafood industry, both, you know, aquaculture and wild catch, and the post-harvest activities that go with that, it's really important that people get behind our fishers. Just like they get behind our farmers, we want people to get behind our fishers and support the Australian seafood industry.
There you're obviously talking about government regulations. I mean, things should be sustainable, we know that. But we're talking here with fishers' livelihoods, their families as well, and the future for those families in mind.
Yeah, look, a lot of it does come down to government regulation. You're spot on, and you know, there are some things that we are struggling with, to the point that we've actually just created a resource security task force. So a national working group that's going to be looking at the challenges that are hitting our states, territories, and trying to work out, you know, strategically on a national level, how do we counter these issues? Another thing that we're doing, because often legislation is led by community sentiment, is working on a thing called Our Pledge, which is the seafood community responding to the broader community's concerns about the way that we catch, harvest, and actually go about our business. So looking at environmental sustainability and all of the issues the community is concerned with, we're about to get on the front foot and start telling the stories of our industry so the community can get behind us, and then they can put some pressure on the pollies and make sure that we stay in business.
Mm. Well, we'll continue here at FAB to support seafood in our Douglas Shire and the fishers, of course. So we've got some wonderful people here, wonderful fishers. So it is sustainable. It's profitable for those who are involved in it. I mean, things done, I guess the bottom line is done in a common sense manner.
Well, exactly. And Paul, that's why we're calling out, you know, the health benefits of seafood too, because the community does need to be aware that this is a fantastic, sustainable and healthy protein source. So, you know, sometimes I think there's a bit of a disconnect between some people in a community, probably not up where you are because, you know, the ocean is such an integral part of your environment. But in some pockets of Australia, they maybe don't get the great job that our industry does and how we do actually care about the environment, and we are, you know, conscious of community concerns. So we need to reinforce that message, because you're right. I mean, if we stop fishing in Australia, where are we going to get seafood from? From countries that aren't as well managed, their fisheries aren't as well managed as ours? You know, this just doesn't make sense. It's a sustainable, healthy resource, and we should be using it responsibly.
Okay, well, what about now? Here's something I just want to finish this up with: mercury. Now, we hear stories that seafood can't be eaten because of high levels of mercury, but is that real? Is it a myth? Is it an old wives' tale? I mean, how do we stand with, say, Aussie seafood and levels of mercury?
I think for us, when we go out and ask the community about concerns, that is something that comes up. It's not something that's relevant any longer really for our industry, but it's one of those things with a long tail. You know, you can remember your mother telling you or your grandmother telling you, and so it's remained in some people's minds as an issue. We have fantastic food safety standards in this country as well, and you know, so people should be confident that those food safety standards and the amount of monitoring that's going on of things like seafood, but food in general, is very high. So, we don't consider that to be an issue. People should just let that one go.
Okay. Well, Jane, thank you and good luck with your industry. We'll continue to support it and Aussie fishing for Aussies and eating good old Aussie seafood from mostly pristine waters.
Thanks so much, Paul. Thanks for your interest.
Bye.
Bye.